Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Saints, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, so I am not obligated to preach or teach their vain philosophies or wisdom of word or tradition that will make the cross of Christ of none effect in your life. But I have been supernaturally raised from the dead and called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross of Christ. And I have been empowered from on high by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free from the law of sin and its dominion of death over your life. But you, the hearer of the word, must apply and walk in what you hear by faith. The word does no one any good until they mix faith with it. That is, to walk in it by the faith that their old sin nature died with Jesus on the cross and was buried, and he now lives in them that believe in that blood sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And as we keep our faith focused on the cross, the Holy Spirit empowers us, or the Jesus inside of us, to be what he is, holy and righteous, and doing the will of the Father and finishing the work that he has prepared for him, that is Jesus inside of us, to do through us as we rest from our labors to attain our own righteousness and just accept and rest in his righteousness that is freely given to us by the faith in the cross. Amen? You, the hearer of the word, must walk in what you hear by the faith. One walking in faith never has understanding of what they are walking in until the work is finished. We must simply hear God's word, discern that it is God's word, and simply believe that it is so because God, our daddy, spoke it. We must come to God and his word as a child and simply trust and obey. Praise the Lord. Let us pray from Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our love may abound yet more and more in revelation knowledge and in all justice toward others. I pray that our love may display itself in greater depths of sacrifice for others, so that we may learn to sense that the abundant life comes to us through giving of self. I pray that we may learn to approve and prize the more excellent ways of love and the sacrifice of self for others, to the end that we may be untainted by the selfish sin nature and pure and unerring and blameless through faith in the cross, so that with sincere, holy, dedicated hearts that do not stumble or cause others to stumble, we may approach the day of Christ with bold confidence that by the faith in the cross, the resurrected sinless nature of Christ will abide and abound in us with fruits of righteousness unto the glory and praise of God Almighty. Amen. Father, I further pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles clearly and simply, and that you would anoint the ears of the listeners to hear what your Holy Spirit has to say, and that they would be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers into the harvest to water the seed sown today. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed or sowing your tares among the people. Amen and amen. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord has instructed me to teach a little on being born of water and of spirit. In John 3:3, Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then in John 3:5, he tells him, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus commands us in Matthew 6:33 to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, which comes only by the faith in the cross that the spotless blood of the Lamb has done for us. But we can't see this kingdom of God until we are born again. This is because before we are born again, we are spiritually dead, and God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. God is a spirit. A spiritually dead person, or a person disconnected spiritually from its spiritual life source, which is God, cannot receive spiritual things, including spiritual sight. 1 Corinthians 2:14 declares that the natural man, that is the spiritually unborn man, cannot receive spiritual things, like a vision of the kingdom of God, or revelation knowledge of the Father's will, etc., etc., because they have to be discerned and understand spiritually in the light of our life source in the Holy Spirit by faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus. A spiritually dead man or woman cannot accept or welcome or receive spiritual things into their spiritual dead, darkened hearts that is disconnected from the spiritual realm. Spiritual revelation, insight, wisdom, understanding, vision, gifts, etc., etc., cannot be received into a spiritually dead person because they are incapable of knowing them, recognizing them, or understanding them because they're spiritually dead. It would be like trying to feed a fish while it is out of the water. The fish out of water is incapable of knowing that the food is food. It cannot recognize that food is food because all its senses are created to function in water. And if it could recognize the food as food, it wouldn't want the food because it's more interested in getting back in the water. And that's what we need to be. If you're unborn, you need to get back in the water of the Word. Amen? The fish out of water cannot understand what is going on around it or function in any fashion as it was created to function. It is out of the environment or realm that it was created to function in. And so it is with man that is spiritually dead. He was created to function in the spirit realm in a relationship with God the Father, his Creator. Apart from the eternal life, in this intimate relationship with God through faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus, man is utterly helpless, defenseless, incapable of knowing what is best for himself, incapable of knowing what spiritual food is, what's good for him to eat, and he is incapable of functioning properly in any capacity in the natural world because his Creator created him to function in the spirit realm. A natural man walking in the spiritual state of death must be born of water to even see the kingdom of God. John 3:3 declares that a man must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And John 3:5 declares that a man must be born of water and of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Some would have you to believe that this water has to do with natural birth. And still others would have you to believe that this water refers to water baptism. Both of these are in error. Jesus is speaking of his word as the water. In Ephesians 5:26, the Lord lets us know that Jesus will sanctify and cleanse his bride with the washing of water by the word. This water of the word is represented or typified in the Old Testament laver in the tabernacle that is made of mirrors. The priests had to look at themselves as they washed in this laver. This type of the word as the Old Testament laver is what James was making reference to when speaking to the 12 scattered tribes of the Jews. They all had full knowledge of this type. And the Holy Ghost told them through James that if any hear the word of God and don't do it, they will be going backwards into the Old Testament, where sins were not taken away but only covered. In the Old Testament, they could not do or keep the law because they did not have the Holy Spirit in them. New Testament believers have the Holy Spirit residing in us to change us internally. But if we do not follow the Holy Spirit's leading in the Word to do the Father's will for our lives, we're going backward to live under the law that only gave Old Testament saints an external expression of righteousness by faith in the sacrifices. In the New Testament believers, the believers have the righteousness of Christ residing internally in their hearts. They are not washed externally like the priests at the laver in the tabernacle of old, but now our body is the tabernacle, and the water of the Word washes us internally to sanctify and cleanse us from within. Jesus tells us in John 4:14 that whoever drinks of the water that he shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that he gives us shall be in us a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In 1 John 2:17, the Holy Ghost through John lets us know that only those that do the will of the Father will live forever. Jesus tells us in John 6:26, not to labor for the meat which perishes, but to labor for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which he shall give us. Then in John 4:34, Jesus tells us what that meat is that gives us everlasting life. It is to do the will of the Father and finish the work that he has for us to do. The meat we labor for, which Jesus, the living Word, shall give us, is to do the will of the Father, and the water that he shall give us inside of us is a revelation knowledge of the Father's will for our lives in Christ Jesus. And we can only get in Christ Jesus by the faith in the cross and what Jesus did for us there. We get in Christ by faith that our old selfish sin nature died with Christ on the cross. In John 6:28 and 29, Jesus answers the question, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? By telling them to simply believe on him whom God has sent. This is how we are born of water. We simply believe with childlike faith what Jesus tells us. Amen? In John 15:3, Jesus lets us know that we are cleansed through the word which he has spoken to us. 1 Corinthians 2:14 lets us know that the natural man cannot receive the things of God, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 1:21 declares that we are saved by preaching. The Holy Ghost through Paul in Romans 10:8 through 10 lets us know that the word of faith which Paul preached when believed and acted upon was what saved the people. And we know that he preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is, we must have our faith in our old nature dying with Jesus on the cross and Jesus' resurrected sinless nature living through us as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. When we believe this word preached, we are born of water. That is, we are made into the righteousness of Christ Jesus by faith in the blood sacrifice. And now, in the righteousness of Jesus, the Holy Spirit can show us the kingdom of God and lead us to enter it, because now we can receive spiritual things. It is like in a natural birth. The water has to break first before the baby can be delivered. I have never heard or seen a baby being delivered without the water breaking first. And neither can we be born of the Spirit before we are born of the water of the Word. Because without the righteousness of Christ Jesus that comes through faith in the cross, the Holy Spirit cannot give us spiritual discernment to receive spiritual things. Praise the Lord. I've run out of time. I'll have to continue this teaching next week. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.